Welcome to Tech Buzzword of the Week. I'm Alex Howard, assistant editor at whatis.com. We invite you to visit whatis.com, the secret of those who always seem to know it all, and sign up for the Word of the Day newsletter. Learn one new thing every day. This week, our subject is RSS. RSS, or really simple syndication, is a method of describing news or other web content that is available for feeding, distribution, or syndicating from an online publisher to web users. RSS is an application of the Extensible Markup Language, or XML, that adheres to the World Wide Web Consortium's Resource Development Framework, or RDF. Each RSS text file contains both static information about a site, plus dynamic information about news stories or other content, all surrounded by matching start and end tags. In this podcast, I'll offer a brief overview of the top-level, most commonly used XML tags for RSS before going on to discuss the wider uses and possibilities RSS offers. This first part is a bit technical, but outlines the basics of the technology. RSS defines an XML grammar, a set of HTML-like tags for sharing news. The RSS tag identifies the document as a whole. The version tag lets the feed reader know what version of RSS was used to encode information. The channel tag identifies an individual feed. Each RSS channel can contain up to 15 items and is easily parsed using Perl or other open source software. When a user describes to subscribe to a particular feed, it is the channel that he or she is selecting to be updated upon. A channel itself has many elements, identified by different tags depending upon the RSS version. Image, for instance, is a common subheader in every channel, which allows for advertising or other embedded images. This, of course, is crucial for many blogs or news feeds. Embedded videos also cropping up as another subheading, as increased bandwidth allows more users to share and publish in that medium. Vlogging, or video blogging, has been commonly syndicated in this way. Each story is defined by an item tag, which then contains a headline title, a URL for the hyperlink, and description, all of which are themselves elements. Other elements may include author, category, comments, GUID, or globally unique identifier, a string that uniquely identifies the item. When present, an aggregator might choose to use this string to determine if an item is new. Pubdate, source, and enclosure. This last element, enclosure, describes a media object attached to the item, which is the driving mechanism for podcasting. Often encoded as an MP3 file, each podcast may be tagged with elements to describe the aggregator